KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
KJAN News is brought to you by your independent insurance agents in Elkhorn. See Terry Peterson at Insurance Services Incorporated or call 712-764-6000. And at 7:07, we have partly cloudy to cloudy skies, 53 degrees in Atlantic. Some areas of dense fog are possible. Otherwise, we look for skies to become partly sunny today with a high around 76 with winds south at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Good morning. I'm Rick Henson with KJAN News. Topping area news, Adair County Sheriff Jeff Vandewater reports that at around 10:24 p.m. on Sunday, the Adair County Communications Center received a 911 call requesting an ambulance to a wind turbine tower site southeast of Stewart with regard to a patient who had suffered apparent unknown injuries at the time. Stewart Fire and Rescue units were paged to respond. Mid-American Energy officials say one of its workers had gotten stuck in a blade of a wind turbine. It happened at the Arbor Hill Wind Farm southeast of Stewart. After extricating the patient from the scene, they were transported by ambulance to a Des Moines area hospital and treated for non-life-threatening injuries. All work on the site is on hold until Mid-American conducts an investigation. Rescue crews and law enforcement responded Monday evening to an accident on I-80 westbound between mile markers 49 and 50. Dispatch reports at the time said the collision involved a semi and an SUV. Both vehicles were located in a north ditch following the crash, which had been reported around 5:43 p.m. Marney Fire and Rescue and Walnut Rescue were dispatched to the scene. Reports indicated at least one person was transported by LifeNet helicopter to the UNMC in Omaha. Additional details are currently not available. A man on a motorcycle who attempted to elude law enforcement Monday afternoon in western Iowa crashed and was transported to the hospital. The Iowa State Patrol reports 22-year-old Matthew Valverde of Omaha was operating the Yamaha cycle when he failed to negotiate a curve just north of County Road G14 on L20 in Pottawatomie County. The cycle went off the road and into the west ditch before coming to rest. The accident happened at around 4:48 p.m. The patrol says Valverde was transported by Missouri Valley Rescue to Bergen Mercy Hospital in Omaha. The patrol was assisted in the investigation and chased by the Harrison County Sheriff's Office, Missouri Valley Police, and Missouri Valley Rescue, of course, at the accident scene. Adams County Sheriff's officials on Monday said there were three accidents that occurred between May 14th and May 24th. Authorities say at around 8:25 p.m. on the 24th, deputies arrested 24-year-old Trey Mills of Kent on a warrant for failure to appear in court. On or about 11:15 p.m. on May 22nd, Adams County deputies arrested 30-year-old Carlos Gutierrez of Creston for probation violation warrant. His cash-only bond was set at $1,000. And on or about May 14th, deputies in Adams County arrested 37-year-old Kimberly Bloom of Corning on warrants for failure to appear. Northwest Iowa authorities are investigating a shooting that left one person dead and another wounded outside of a rural residence near Luton on Monday. Woodbury County Sheriff Chad Sheehan said first responders were dispatched to the scene at around 1:30 p.m.
Once they arrived, there was a female who was shot, who was transported to a local hospital. And there was a male party who appears to have been shot, and he was deceased.
Sheehan says authorities got a description of a suspect and a vehicle.
Vehicle matching the description was stopped down in Sloan. We believe that we have a good suspect in custody, but again, this is very preliminary in the investigation.
The names of the victims have not yet been released. A major meat processing company in Iowa suffered a cyber attack over the weekend. According to KCCI, JBS USA confirms the attack hit some of its North American and Australian IT systems on Sunday. The company suspended all systems that were affected. It's not clear if the attack is having any kind of effect on production since the company's backup systems were not hit. JBS said it's not aware of any evidence that would indicate its data had been compromised. Company officials said there may be some delays in some transactions, but the JBS has processing plants in Marshalltown, Ottumwa, and Council Bluffs. As the rate of COVID vaccinations in Iowa slows, Hy-Vee is now offering a $10 gift card to every individual who completes their COVID vaccination at a Hy-Vee pharmacy. Radio Iowa's O.K. Henderson reports.
To qualify for the Hy-Vee gift card, a person must get the single shot of the Johnson & Johnson vaccine or a second dose of the Pfizer or Moderna vaccines from Hy-Vee. The incentive ends November 11th. Governor Kim Reynolds has set a goal of getting 75% of Iowans vaccinated against COVID by the end of June. Iowa did not reach her goal of getting 65% of Iowans vaccinated by the end of May. The state's coronavirus website shows just under half of eligible Iowans have gotten at least one shot. About 44% of eligible Iowans are fully vaccinated. I'm O.K. Henderson.
And in case you missed it in our news over the weekend, a retired canine from Cass County has passed away after many years of service. The canine Vader began his career in 2013 with the Cass County Sheriff's Office. Vader was imported as a puppy from a breeder in Vancouver, Canada, by Deputy Kyle Quist and his wife, Anne. He was raised and trained in Atlantic at I-80 Canine. Saturday night, Deputy Quist posted on I-80 Canine's Facebook page, "It's been a rough few days here. This has taken a bit to post. We said goodbye to a warrior, a friend, and a family member. Such a great dog from our friends at Kanzak Dogs." He thanked also Dr. Kate at the Atlantic Animal Health Clinic for taking care of Vader for so long. It was announced last week also that the Harlan Police Department Canine Jax had passed away from natural causes after he served the department there for 9 years. That's a check of the news. I'm Rick Hansen reporting. KJAN News is brought to you by your independent insurance agents, Brocker, Carnes & Carnes, with offices in Atlantic, Oneida, and Council Bluffs. Jensen Builders is looking for experienced steel erectors and concrete workers. They offer competitive wages,